Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey, hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. He was hating on the low. I've been moved. Hating on the low. I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazed it? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low in this show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19 have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flippin' for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. He was hating on the low. I've been moved. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same though. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke my feet up. Got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. Hating on the low, I've been moved. She was hating on the low.
We back at it again. Another Sunday fun day, doing what we do best in the month of April, celebrating 4 years on the air. Real talk. Real talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
What's up, Black? What's up, people, man? I'm just chilling. It's a nice Sunday night. We about to get into it, man. Another show. You know what I'm saying? It's what we do.
Roll 4 years, light something man. Up,
chill out. Yeah, man. Time flies, but I'm having a good time doing it.
4 years, man. I look forward to another four more. You know, no matter what I do, I try to stay grounded and let this be my outlet to come and talk and. Yeah, no.
This is my therapy session. Therapy session every week.
BS, as we do. Man, oh, man. So, first of all, shout out to our top five countries tuning in, United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and Sweden. Shout out to everybody else all over the world that's tuning in. These numbers have been, these countries have been consistent, probably for about 2 months here, maybe 1.5. There's not been any switches and changes. So tell a friend and another friend to tune in and get your country up on the top 5 countries tuning in. Thank you so much for all of you that do listen in and stay consistent and listen to the archive shows and put up with our BS. We love you. We love you.
We do.
Man, so this week is like I don't never name my weeks, but this is I'm gonna name my
one.
Week. This
nice.
Is the most thing
nice.
Here. You know. This
nice.
Is detox. This week is called detox, right?
Detox.
So
ooh, you've been going hard,
2 days, the last 2 days of March, I started my cleanse and my detox. Of course, I had a lot of stuff going on, and I'm meeting deadlines and contracts and all kind of stuff, and I'm not paying attention, and I'm drinking, and, you know, I had them gain some weight. And so I was like, okay, it's time to realign because, you know, I eat clean for the most part. In the last 2 months, I haven't been eating clean because sleep was a privilege for me with everything that's going on. And I actually have been putting forth effort to getting these books out while I'm still doing all of the behind-the-scenes work that I can't talk about, right? And so not getting enough sleep. So I started detoxing the last 2 days of March and yesterday. Yesterday was my last day. So I did a 5-day cleanse. And detoxing, you know, when I started it, I was like, you know, I'm detoxing my body. Of course, I hadn't detoxed after, you know, me losing the baby and so on and so forth. These are things that, you know, you should do. And so I felt like I'm detoxing my body, but the universe had other plans. And the universe is like, okay, now we're going to eliminate some things that we need to be gone, and we need them to stay gone. And sometimes we have attachments to things, and we make them greater, far greater than what the universe tends for it to be in our life. You know what I'm saying? And so I have not only been detoxing my body, but I've been detoxing people out of my life. For some reason, I'm just opening my eyes to the bigger picture. Like, yeah, you don't fit. You don't fit. You know what I'm saying? And that's like whoever, you know, if you don't fit, the buck stops here. I can't take you past April. You know, I can't take you past April. So I've been detoxing. And to say, like, one of the situations really, really bothered me because I had plans, you know, with this particular person. Like, okay, I'm just going to take this person with me. And the universe, when the universe has other plans for you, it kind of, like, shocks you a little bit. It kind of shakes you a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, hey, well, you know, universe, I was planning on doing this. But it's just not,
nope.
It's just not what the universe has for you. You got to accept that. So
yep.
The one shook me. Everything else was kind of like, hey, it's time to let go. So, you know, even some people that I let go in the past were meant to be here. So, you know, it's just rearranging my life. You know, a lot of things are happening. And, you know, I know it's just, you know, it's what's supposed to be because this chapter that I'm in my life, I mean, to be honest with you, I've never been in it before. You know what I'm saying?
Mm,
a lot of the
things so this is like a whole new, all right, this is a whole new thing for you then.
Yeah, like a lot of things was me rebuilding,
okay.
Right? You know, you get to a certain point in your life and then you make one wrong move, man. And this is what I want to tell anybody out there. When you're on the right track and you're growing, you can make one wrong move and go all the way back down. One wrong move, you know what I'm saying, and go all the way back down. And shout out to DMX. I really hope he pulled through and make it happen. You know, that's a touchy subject for me, but we'll get into that later. But one wrong move, and you can go back. And so I had been living in that, and a lot of it was me rebuilding and doing things newer. And this phase that I'm in my life, I've never been here. It's new to me. And so me being in this phase, it's very, you're important that I listen to the universe and I move as the universe asks me to move. And I align myself as the universe asks me to align myself because I've never been here. I've never been here. You know what I'm saying? And it feels good.
Right,
and
now,
I don't know what to expect, you know. But I'm here for the journey, and I think that everything that I've been through has prepared me to stand in this moment, you know, to get the checks that I'm getting. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of this is new to me. So I'm so thankful. I'm grateful. I'm forever humble. I worked hard for it. I must say I deserve it. And it's just what it is. So I'm just like, I'm just in my bubble. So it was detox week for me. The detox went absolutely great. It's strong. Oh, my God. I really stopped at 5 because it's not like you take a bunch of pills. It's not like you got to take a bunch of stuff. You're drinking one little packet of tea a day, and it works for the whole day, like one. So that's how strong it is. I was like, all right, now, I'm going to just go on and put that down to the side because I can't do this. I can't do this for 10 days. But it was amazing. I feel amazing. I definitely seen results, and I'm just keeping it going. No eating out for the month of April. So basically, like today, I got my kids something to eat when I was going somewhere, and I had got me something to drink. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, you know, no eating out. I'm cooking all of the month of April, drinking plenty of water, or orange juice or cranberry juice, and going forward, you know, a photo shoot next week, so we're back at it.
Right.
Of course, I couldn't
shoot,
do photo shoots for a couple of months. If you guys have been tuning in because of, you know, my whole situation, and I had to get myself back to a point to where I was decent enough to get, you know, be able to do my photo shoot. So I'm back like I never left at this point. photo session next weekend. The third movie is coming along swiftly. Man, just sleep is a privilege right now, is all I can say. And I'm thankful to be a part of that privilege when I can. And that's my week, man, and with all of these shenanigans going on, so we got a lot of gossip topics and things like that.
Okay,
all
right, good, because this is
guys,
a slow week for me, so I'm happy that you got some stuff, and I can just kind of, like, co-star on what you're talking about, so I'm with that.
Oh, man.
I'm with that tonight. Okay.
Tarot reading has been doing
great.
Thank you to the people that do support me. If you are on my Facebook, if you're not, if you're my Instagram as well, I do tarot readings throughout the week. And you can inbox me to book me for a tarot reading, but I normally do them online. So what I had did was I had created an OnlyFans, right? And I was doing this OnlyFans to do tarot reading.
Hold on. You just said that real nonchalantly. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, that's a big, you know.
Well, no, it's
that's
not gotta
go
now.
With your
it's
promo
not...
with everything else now. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
that's
see,
a,
here's
okay.
the thing. I'm going to tell you
What's
about
up?
It. So I created OnlyFans, right? And the OnlyFans is like just for a way to do, you know, to be more in tune with my peoples doing the tarot readings, right? So it's basically me sitting there in something really nice and, you know, doing tarot readings. Well, when people hear the word OnlyFans, and there's a lot of stuff that's on OnlyFans other than women, when you hear the word OnlyFans, it kind of takes away from whatever.
You busting it open when you hear OnlyFans?
Yeah, especially me.
Every person
being me,
like,
you know,
oh,
they thinking I'm
open.
Turning up and I'm not. And so, you know,
that's cool.
I was talking
like
to my
people,
and he was like, he was like, you really? He said you gifted, and he said I've never known anybody personally that was gifted. You're gifted. That's gonna take away from what you're trying to do. It's gonna take away from the message.
Nah,
it's gonna take away from.
No, I feel you, Black. Like, I definitely see you on a whole nother level from, you know, what you used to be, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely see your growth or your evolution. So, yeah, go ahead. Speak on it.
Yeah, so I didn't want to take away from, you know what I'm saying, the goddess that I am. You know, I'm rocking head wraps and beads and crystals around my neck and arms and things, and then I'm on OnlyFans. So, it actually stayed up for a couple of days, and then I took it down. I was just like, that's just not what we're going to do when it comes to that. I do tarot readings on Facebook. I try to get one done every day. Not a guarantee, but that's a part of what I'm doing for my Facebook family and the people there. That they booked me. I have videos for YouTube that I haven't even put up. Like right now, I'm running. Like I'm thin. I'm so thin, and things will pan out as soon as we finish with this movie. Things will pan out and get back to whatever normal is. But just right now, I'm really tight. So bear with me, guys. I promise you I have something really amazing. But I'm just
Wait, hold
like,
on. So you're not going to do the you're not going to do the OnlyFans for, like, you're not going to
No,
do, like,
I'm not
going to
do it because I didn't.
Oh, you don't
even
want to have
nothing
associated
with,
you don't want the what people think it might could be. You just want to keep
right.
it.
Right.
Okay,
like,
I can
you see OnlyFans
that.
And then it's me on OnlyFans. You're like, oh, shit.
Oh,
you know she on OnlyFans
it.
Now. You know, like, wait a minute. Did you even check out what?
I'm listening. I'm keeping the game. Okay?
Check out what it was. I'm doing tarot readings. What's she doing? Tarot readings on the deck? You know, so I just didn't want to even.
This is real talk.
You know,
talk
it was
it.
A couple
That's
of days.
About.
I was like, now I actually had some subscribers, too. Like, as soon as I put it up,
yeah,
they was coming.
Man,
I was like, oh,
money.
Shit.
You back
like,
at it? You back at it? And then they come on. They're like, tarot readings. What the fuck? Like, hold on. That's funny.
Yeah,
that's
like,
that's
no.
funny. That's funny.
So we switched that up. Smooth, what it do, boo-boo?
Oh, I just like how you won't disrespect my BlackBerry.
Oh,
with that
yeah,
bullshit.
Man, what
and
you mean?
You telling me that you shut it down, motherfucker, like, really?
BlackBerry.
Yeah, I was like, oh. Cause I had
really
sent Smooth the link,
BlackBerry.
And I was
Without
like,
me.
Yo, you know, check out the you know, OnlyFans page. And he was like, really? Really? You know, I got a BlackBerry. I was like, shit, my bad.
Yo, BlackBerry. I be forgetting about that shit. I'm like, yo, that shit's still around? Like, the last person I heard somebody talk about BlackBerry that was relevant was Obama, but I think he even probably got an iPhone now, man, or some shit.
You know what?
But, yeah, man.
Boy, the disrespect. The disrespect.
Oh, shit, man. I used to love my flip phone Samsung back in the day, like when the camera joints just first came out, man, like probably what it was like 03, something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like that shit.
Man, I had
cool,
a BlackBerry. I had a BlackBerry a long
never
time
had
ago.
One. I never had one, you know. But that is, you know, people that had the BlackBerry, they was on their business shit though. So I will give you that. You know what I'm saying?
They was.
Oh.
They was.
So
I don't know
who's
really
talking
about my
week real quick.
Other than Smooth, but you know.
Yeah, right? That's Smooth keeping it popping, man. Oh, really? Okay. She got an iPhone, too, because she be on her Twitter shit. So I know she ain't doing them shits with no damn BlackBerry. But anyway, so my week, real quick, to run it down before we get into the topic. So my week, I just want to say, you know, happy holiday, whatever you, you know, I guess, whatever you celebrate. I'm
Easter, man. It's Equinox. Goddamn.
Okay, well, look, you put it out there for the people out there. You know, happy Easter to people to celebrate that. I'm more into the equinox, you know, like, so shout out to the equinox, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like the energy, I feel the shift.
What is Easter?
I feel the spring, you know, just coming through, you know. And then it's funny, too, because I had to kind of, like, readjust, like, because March was truly some madness for me in a good way. March was madness. In a good way, man. I had a great March. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to keep the vibe going. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to win every month of the year. Yeah. So you know, with the equinox being here and spring being here, you know, good weather about to come on the way. You know, I just want to shout out everybody and just you know tell everybody may your harvest be plentiful in these new months coming as we get into the summer. And then lastly. You know, like, I'm just chilling back, too. We're going to get into this on the World Famous Chopper, but I got the, like, the verses in the background, like the Earth, Wind, and Fire and the Isley Brothers, and it's just some, like, cool shit. You know, I definitely feel my father's spirit because he was, like, a, you know, old head like that would love this type of shit. So I just want to shout out to him. I feel his spirit, man, when I'm hearing, like, some of these, like, old Earth, Wind, and Fire songs, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, Reasons and shit like that, shit he used to play. So I just wanted to shout him out real quick. And then lastly, too, man, like, I just been on my political shit on the load up. Like, not on a low. You know what I'm saying? So I've been reading The Audacity of Hope because I'm always just switching up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always, all right, like, what's, you know, when Trump was in office, you know, I was on my Trump shit. Now it's Biden's in office, you know, Kamala or whatever. Let me switch it up and see what's up. So I'm reading the Audacity of Hope. That's Barack Obama's second book. And it's cool, man. I think Barack Obama, actually, I mean, he was a decent president. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't the biggest Obama president. I love what he represented, but I'm not a big fan of him, like, as far as his presidency. But he's a great writer, man. Like, you know, Obama could have a damn career as a writer. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to put that out there, man. So that's that. So it's got me kind of, like, analyzing what's going on right now since we're in a Democratic kind of wave right now. You know, liberals and shit like that, even though I'm on my conservative thing. So, you know, that's it, man. So that's my week. Ready to get into this hot topic. And that's it.
How was your week, Smooth?
Man, it's all like, about the
Smooth, fuck you in your week.
Yeah, that's good. Nah, it's all about dating assets for me right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting ready for this housing bubble. You know what I'm saying? So I'm getting all my money right so that when the prices start going down and when shit start to crash and niggas can't pay their
mortgage,
snatch some properties.
Nice. I'm going to snatch them up like they ain't never been snatched before.
Nice.
Right.
Like, hi, are you having problems paying your mortgage? Good. You know what I'm saying?
Stupid.
I mean, no, because, like, it just depends on how you did your deal. Like, now with the interest rates being so low, but when that bubble pops, and, you know what I'm saying, and due to the $1.9 trillion that's being printed, you know what I'm saying, inflation has no choice but to happen. You know what I'm talking about? The value of the dollar is diminished. Look at the price of all the commodities out here. You know what I'm saying? Everything going up. So, yeah, when that shit happens, woohoo.
Yeah. That's what's up in our money section. Okay. That's what's up, Smooth.
Daddy's going to get a shout out to that.
Yeah, you know, I'm on the lookout for my two-family house, you know what I'm saying, that I'm looking for a nice rental property. So, yeah, man, don't keep talking that money this year. Definitely. Speak it into existence.
I'm looking for a house to buy for myself.
Yeah, so, we're all hungry out here. That's what's up.
So when that happens, I'd be a happy camper. I'm waiting on the same thing. Smooth waiting on.
No, we ain't waiting on the same thing, bro, because you got commitment issues when it comes down to your homes, bro. I hate to say it. Nigga, Black got commitment issues, man. Black would get a house and be like, all right, fuck it.
Let me make my money off of it and sell it. No, I ain't
right.
Flipping nothing right now. That other house I brought it to flip, and definitely made what I wanted to make and more. So yeah, I'm not looking to flip. I need to buy my home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I brought that with the expectations of making what I made in a couple of years. So that did what it needed to do.
Yippee.
So.
Yeah, but man.
Listen. Can good sex keep you in a relationship? Let's
hell
talk
yeah.
about it.
I wouldn't say that real quick.
All right, well, listen, Mo, to pick it up. All right, Mo.
Yeah,
elaborate.
Yeah, keep it. Yeah, hell yeah.
Well, yeah. Elaborate.
Tell us all the secrets.
Okay, well, you want me to kick it off real quick?
Yeah,
you know that's how we doing
it.
All right. So look, well, good sex keeps you in a relationship. And I said, hell yeah, y'all. Yeah, will. You know what I'm saying? You got to have that shit, man. If I said, like, remember the couple shows we had a while back where you were like, yo, if the sex ain't there or whatever, you can't do shit. And you know what I'm saying? You're going to leave. I'm out. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, even though I might, you know, slow grind with it or, you know, take a little break from it. You know what I'm saying? When I want it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a lion, man. Like, you know, hey, so often I got to hunt that shit down and beat that shit up. You know what I'm saying? Tear that shit down. So, yeah. So, good sex, you know what I'm saying? That's definitely going to keep. That's like, that's the backbone of my relationship. Because, like I said, I need that lustfulness. You know what I'm saying? I know, Smooth, you said you more like a touchy-feely type of person. I can be. I am touchy-feely, but when I want to be. Like, I ain't just touchy-feely, like, 100% of the time like you are. Like, I kind of like, you know, I need my space every so often, and I kind of just zone out and just get into my own world. But then when I'm ready to hunt, like, I'm like that lion looking for that zebra, you know what I'm saying, that fuck it, or that wildebeest or whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So good sex definitely keeps shit sparked, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit keeps really good sparked. And then, like I said, every so often, too, you know, hashtag happily married man. And this is like, you know, once again, this is like back in the day, you know what I'm saying? I'm chilling now. But, hey, so often, too, like, you know, when you're in a committed relationship, like I said, you need that strange every so often to kind of kickstart your relationship back. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, so often, you might just need that strange, even though, you know, just to switch it up. Like I said, I always getting strange with, like, taking a vacation. You know what I'm saying? You need that vacation to come back and just know what you got. You know what I'm saying? So, hell yeah, good sex definitely just keeps shit going, even if it's not with your particular mate at the time. You know what I'm saying? You can have good sex with somebody else and then come back and just be rejuvenated with your mate. You know what I'm saying? This is some real talk I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Some people's levels to it. Some people might not. I might be going over some people's heads. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, if I'm going to keep it a buck, that's how that shit go. And, you know, good head. I know, Black, you've been talking about your head game. You know what I'm saying? That's like a massage. You know what I'm saying? Hey, so often, you know, you done had a long week or whatever. You need to kick back on that couch and just get that good head and just hold her by her ponytail or whatever and just, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Bust that off. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's that king shit. You know what I mean? So that's, you know, that's where I'm going to go. So y'all can take it from there.
Oh, I'm surprised he came out full speed, you know, like, shit, you know what I'm saying?
Don't sleep,
I mean,
on me, Black. Y'all be trying to sleep on the
kid. All right, man, good, baby Mayweather.
Don't be sleeping on me, you know what I mean? Like, I see y'all to do this.
No, baby Mayweather came out there with the knockout, like.
So let me turn up, you know what I'm
saying?
So
I'm
going to
say something very shocking, right? And as I said in the very beginning in the warm-up or whatever, whatnot, and we've been on the air for 4 years, so you can go back and listen to our archive shows. I have always been away, and I told you, like, this new space that I'm in, everything is new to me. So I would have answered this question last year completely different than what I'm about to answer, how I'm about to answer it right now.
I would
right?
answer it definitely 10 years ago.
Well, mine is a year ago, last year, not even a whole year ago. Last year I would have answered this different. But, yes, good sex keeps relationships together. Let me tell you why. Before, I was never focused on love or caring about love or going through anything to get something with anybody because I was always focused on my hustle. You know, Smooth is on the phone. Smooth would be like, is you going to slow down? It was never about relationships. It was never about any of that with me. If I found somebody and I was kicking it with, cool. But if I didn't, I didn't care because I was building my brand. I've been building my brand, you know, for a while. The things that you guys see me do, it didn't come overnight. It wasn't because I watched somebody else do it and I did it. I've been working on my brand, working on myself and ascending for 21 years, okay? And it's a process that you go through. And so love wasn't it. And until my last relationship, I never even thought about it like that. And he made me think. He made me think about love and what it really meant and really being there and really going through something and really trying to, you know what I'm saying? And he was way younger than me, but he was like, you know, do you really even acknowledge the love and da-da-da? And I'm going to tell you, like, the one thing that kept him around is the sex. And I never thought that I would feel that way about anybody. He ain't the biggest, damn sure ain't the smartest, but he ain't the best I done ever had. You know what I'm saying? But this guy, it was just the emotions and the growth that came along with the sex that he gave that's what kept him around. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what kept me saying, all right, get the fuck from around me. And then the next day I'd be like, all right, come back. You know what I'm saying? Type situation. And I've never been like that with anybody. And it's like, you know, last year you'd be like, can sex keep a relationship together? Fuck no. You know what I'm saying? Man, listen, I'm not that attached to sex. But it's a growth that you go through. And when you get that right person that you haven't been through all of the hiccups and the nastiness and the, you know, the unbalanced, you know, situations and shit like that with them, and you know that they genuinely, you know, want to do right by you, you gonna really think about that sex before you let it go. You know how lonely it is sleeping in the bed by yourself every night and not getting sex, or getting sex a couple times out the week or whatever? It being that person with who I'm used to being, because if I was in a relationship, I was, but I never really liked people staying with me. You know what I'm saying? And I've always had that selfishness about me. And if somebody came and stayed with me, that was for sure the easiest way to make me not like you no more, because I didn't like people in my space. Until my last dude, when I was like, you know, damn. You know, when we lived together, I wanted him up under me. I wanted him there. You know what I'm saying? And so, it, you know, just this whole space, this whole me that I am, it's kind of like, damn, you know, who am I? Who have I turned into, you know? Like, over the years, things that I would never say. But, man, our sex was so amazing because, as Mo said, you need that, you know, that moment. And I took the time to learn his body as he took the time to learn my body. So when I went down on him, I was going to make him come. When I put my mouth on his dick, I'm going to make him come. When I put my mouth on his dick and I didn't want to knock it out the park and I still wanted to go a round or two after that, I wouldn't make him come, but I took my time and I gave him the passion. You know what I'm saying? That he needed and deserved. See, most women, they give head to get the dick hard so they can get they self off. But when you give head with passion, because you want him to feel good, because you want him to have that massage, because you want him to be in order, you start to caring about it. I mean, that's somebody you care about. And then when you don't have it around, you like, well, damn, I want to care about somebody now. So that's the phase I'm in, like, I want to be able to care and cater to somebody. So good sex can definitely, you know, bring and keep you in a situation. Yeah, you can find good sex everywhere. But who the fuck finna go out here and keep rolling this dice to try to find it?
Yeah.
Other than smooth.
So, what can I say? No. Fuck no. Can great sex keep a relationship going? Fuck no. Hell
okay.
No.
Elaborate.
Notice I said 10 years ago. 10, nine, no, no. 10 years ago. It would have been hell yeah. No. Fuck that. With great sex comes great responsibility. Man, fuck that. We're going to do Spider-Man shit right here. Unfortunately, sex is a double-edged sword. What Bo said and what Black said, man, that's the truth. But then at the same time, from my experience, great sex would keep me in a fucked up situation longer than what it needs to be. You see what I'm saying? I've been in situations where, oh, my God, I'm talking about after the sex, it looked like we got in a real fight. Bite marks, black eyes, you know what I'm saying, bruises. You know what I'm talking about? That's how ferocious the sex was. But after all that's said and done, about an hour or two later, probably 5 days after the fact, here comes the toxicity. You see what I'm saying? So from my point of view, from my experience or whatnot, man, you need more than just the sex. Even though I'm 100% physical, it don't really, like, bitch, if a bitch buy me a gift, I'm going to laugh at the bitch because it don't do shit for me. Like, bitch, you need to suck my dick, you know what I'm saying, to make me feel love. But that's not everything that keeps a relationship together. You see what I'm saying? Me, if the bitch pussy is sublime, right? If it's perfect, if it's great, I'm gonna be like, all right, bitch, that's a good ass pussy. But you do realize your pussy ain't shit, so you better be coming with something else as well. You see what I'm saying? Black right now, Black, she's going through a whole transition stage, you know what I'm saying? She was all gung-ho on the brand and shit, so, like, now she's deviating away, but at the same time, she's still on the brand shit, right? Mo married, all right, okay, cool, sex. He didn't have some situations where, all right, like, bitch, I'm about to cut y'all open. But, ooh, boy, that pussy going to make me work it out. Me, I'm just pussy fatigued. So I can be like, man, fuck it. Fuck your sex. Bitch, oh, yeah, it was good yesterday, but today I got somebody else. Because, bitch, it ain't working out between you and I. Because I've been in way too many situations where I actually stayed longer than what I needed to because of the sex. I'm talking about I've been hit by a car. A bitch done set my shoes on fire while I was wearing them.
Hit by a car?
Yeah.
I know the,
yeah, I got
the
hit.
Set the shoes on fire. You got hit by a car, too? Oh, God.
Yeah,
damn.
Three times. I got hit by three.
Three times? Wait, hold on. Three
yeah,
times.
Three different bitches.
Shit, man.
Three different things.
Yeah, I see. You speaking the truth, then. That's some toxic shit.
So, I mean, but the sex was good.
The sex was good, yeah. But it was toxic.
I mean,
you know, I don't know if it was worth getting hit by a car. But
It was. Actually, it was.
Oh, shit. Damn. So, the sex was
that
good.
Goes,
it was worth getting
great
hit by a car.
With great sex comes great responsibility. I would never fuck around. If I had the ability to go back in the past, I would never change my past. Because everything that happened in my life right now is what made me who I am. You see what I'm saying?
Facts.
So I had to go through all that crazy shit to get to where I'm at in my life right now because, man, if sex is what I needed to keep a relationship, man, I'd probably be in jail right now.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, man, the top man, like Black already no flow. Man, look, our sex was amazing. Even though she's a rapist. You see what I'm saying? Our sex was fucking amazing. Hey, man, fucking right. That sex was awesome.
Yeah,
was nice. But, okay. Man, it got to the point where it just, I had to come to the realization that, man, that pussy just ain't worth it. That mouth just ain't worth it. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, like, bitch, you causing more problems and you causing more harm than good. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, don't get me wrong. Whew, Lord. If we in the same room, nigga, the pheromones, the nose is wide open. I'm looking at that bitch like she's a piece
of
meat.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
That's that
and
savage
she looking at
shit,
me like,
bro.
I'm a piece of meat. I'm like, so I'm like, bitch, we need to not even be in the same room together. That's just how bad it is. Like, bitch, if I see that bitch, I'm going opposite direction. Like, look, we're going to talk email. We ain't even on the phone, bitch. I'm going to email you. You laughing, I'm serious. Nigga, we talk via email. I'm
that's how me and my last folks said.
Wait, hold on.
But,
you can't even hear her voice? The voice will turn you on so much?
Email.
You got to email her?
Email,
bitch. All business, huh? God
damn. Shit, strictly.
Shit.
I don't want a voice. Email. Bitch ain't even got my number. She got the email.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
But that's just.
It'd be like
that.
You meet your one person and
that.
You be like, oh, yeah, that's that person. Like. But
no,
you run
window.
It because Flo is the one that can lock your ass down. That's why you running from
no,
Flo.
No, that's a lie. Because for one, you are assuming that she's the only one. No, that's a long list. there's a long list.
I didn't say she was the only one. I said she was that one.
No. This motherfucker just beyond Flo. I just use Flo as an example because. You know of her. You see what I'm saying? But, no. No, that little chocolate.
I ain't ready for nobody that can lock me down. Lock me down, goddammit. I want to be locked down by the right one.
That chocolate dropped that big-ass booty. She'll run flow for her money, boy. I can't remember how many times I knocked her ass up.
Well, oh, you said chocolate drop. You put a baby in her? You got a baby in her?
I got
chocolate
like three
drop?
For,
for the chocolate
for,
drop.
Yeah. I got three for the other one that fucked around that'll get Flo run for her money. So, you know what I'm saying? So,
you dropped three of them in there. Okay. Yeah, man. See, the sex is good. The sex was good. You know what I'm saying? Because that's another thing,
but
too.
The relationship was toxic, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. The sex.
Why is that? Why is it? Why is it that the motherfuckers that you have the best chemistry with, the sex be so great, but the shit be toxic. They be toxic, motherfucker. Why?
That's what it is, man. Because
if this fool
wasn't
so toxic, we would still be together. Listen, the the shit got me thinking, like, man, shit, I wonder if I could just handle the toxicity. Swear to God. Oh, like, shit,
you gotta be that's an energy. It's an energy. And if you can't control that's what makes the sex good, is that energy. So it's like the opposite. You know, you're going to have that sexual chemistry with that, but then the personalities is not a match. But the sexual chemistry, right, lustfulness is there. You know what I'm saying? That's the opposite attracts type shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm familiar with that shit. That. You know what I'm saying? You know, so that's why, you know, like I said, you know, and like I said, and it's funny because, like I said, I told you, doing this show has been therapy for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can kind of, you know, because I always go back and listen to the show. You know what I'm saying? Before I put it on Twitter or whatever, I always like to listen to it first and kind of, you know, and just zone out. And it's strictly therapy for me because I learn shit about myself just re-listening to our conversations. And I come to the conclusion that I do have that, like, hit it and quit it mentality, and maybe that's why I'm like, all right, bet. Like, that shit don't really faze me like that, because with the hit it and quit it mentality, like, you know, one night stand type shit that I've known, like, you know, once again, hashtag happily married man, I don't get caught up in the toxicity. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I could have a great sex once, maybe twice, and then after that, it's just a great-ass memory. You know what I'm saying? But when you go into it and you start really getting, you know what I'm saying, you get past all that shit, and now you're having a great sex, but then the other shit that comes with it, life comes with it, that's when the shit can get toxic, you know what I'm saying? So I just try to skate, I try, that's what I said, I used to skate off of that shit, like, hold on, that's, you know, I don't need to, this is too much going on, let me, you know, I don't want all this, you know what I'm saying? I just want that one little piece, and then I'm good, you know what I'm saying? So that's, but then again, too, like I said, hashtag happily married man, that's what goes against being grounded. Like, I could do that because I'm grounded. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm grounded. Like, I'm good with mine. You know what I'm saying? Every so often, I might just need to hunt something. Once I hunt something, I'm back to my regular. Once I take my little vacation, I'm back to, you know, regular life. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I look at it.
So you saying don't, if it's toxic, then leave it alone.
Yeah, you got to just not.
How are you supposed to get the sex, though? The sex so good. How are you supposed to get the sex?
All I needed was once or twice, you know what I'm saying? And that's good. I'm good. I ain't got to keep coming back. Once, twice, I'm good. You know, once it phases out or whatever, like, I ain't got to keep going back. The toxicity comes back when you keep going back. It's the relationship part.
But what if it doesn't phase out?
What you mean? No, I'm controlling that shit. It is going to phase out. If I'm controlling, it's going to phase out. It's going to phase out unless – look, let me put you on, Black. If I'm controlling, it's going to phase out unless she's coming on my terms. Then if she's going to keep coming on my terms, then, oh, yeah, I'm going to just rock out with it the way I want to rock out with it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said that's that pimp shit that comes in. You know what I'm saying? Like, straight up, on everything, that's that pimp shit that comes in, because that's my pimp mind coming in. Now, like, now you fucking with me on my terms. I told you the situation – if you fucking with me, you fuck with me on my terms. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't fucking with the terms, then all right, it's over. Our little rendezvous is over. All right, you go about yours, I go about mine. You know what I'm saying? No love lost. Bam. That's what it is. That's the key. In my opinion, you know what I'm saying? But hey.
Why do I feel what's like the dull conversation today?
Okay, well, let me hear your part, Smooth.
Exactly.
I'm sitting here like, okay, well, I mean, I said that, but still, I want to go back. So how do I?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Black wants some guidance, sort of.
I mean, the topic today is, you know what I'm saying, can good sex keep you in a relationship? You see what I'm saying? So what Mo talking about, just hitting the bitch like one or two times and it's over, that's not a relationship. That's what I just found the bitch had to catch a nut. You see what I'm saying? That's
a relationship for me, but it was a relationship for me.
Right. But you know what I'm saying? The definition of relationship is when two people actually come together to, you know what I'm saying, to build something. You see what I'm saying? So is it actually worth continuing to attempt to build something with that person only based off how good the sex is? You see what I'm saying? I said no, fuck that. The both of y'all said yeah. You see what I'm saying? When it come down to actually, when you find somebody and everything works well with the sex and shit, y'all be fucking, but then all of a sudden it gets toxic or some shit and you just like, man, I gotta let this motherfucker go, but the sex so good, so now every time y'all have sex and shit, you kind of forget about what you was pissed off with that person. Man, you wasting time. You see what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
And the most important thing that you have in your life is your time, because you can never get that back. You see what I'm saying? So for me, it took me to realize that I don't want my time stolen, and I don't want to steal nobody's time. For me to actually get to the point where, like, all right, bitch, it's over. Fuck what you're talking about. No. Keep that shit away from me, bitch. And if I got to go around and not look at you and talk to you, you know what I'm saying, via fucking sign language, bitch.
That's why you don't even want to get tempted to be seduced. That's what you're saying. Like, you're like, I want to hear your voice.
Because I know me. Man, look, let me tell you, man, a few years back, you see what I'm saying, right before I went off to Afghanistan, you see what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
I had moved my bitches in to the house.
Mm.
So Flo was in that bitch. Little Chocolate Drop was in that bitch. Notice I ain't fucking neither one of them right now. You see what I'm saying? On that fuck level. We got kids and shit together, but we all emails. Because...
Okay, I'm listening to you. Go ahead. Talk about it. Real talk.
The toxicity in it, it got to the point where, man... If I was to actually fuck around and revert back, all I'm going to be doing is stealing her time and stealing my time on this fuck shit. No, nigga. Because some people you just can't lay down and have sex with, because there is an attachment to them that goes deeper than physical. Like, these motherfuckers have the ability to piss you off core. You see what I'm saying? Your emotions is different with these individuals, so you got to let that shit go. And the only way to do that is just like with Black, when we had this conversation a few weeks ago, like, either you got to disappear or you got to put a hit out on the bitch. That's it. That is the only way.
You got to disappear or put a hit out on the bitch. God damn.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit, nigga, that's big hurdle you got to go through. There is no such thing. Man, but it's the truth. There ain't no such thing as, like, man, we going to be cordial. Like, no, some people you can't be cordial with. If we on that fucking level where the sex is just so fucking amazing that you're actually willing to think, like, maybe I can handle the fucking toxicity. Nah, man, let that shit go. Nope. Mm-mm. 99999.
So,
that's German for no.
And so it's really just... It's us and how we see eye to eye. Like Mo said, like, we don't see eye to eye about a lot of shit. But when it comes to it, when we have our good times, they're good, sex is good, right? Now, I done had somebody playing on my Instagram for a couple of days, right? I got my Instagram page locked. It's private. So this one particular cat, we a couple of them were sending me alerts. And I was, you know, declining them all. So it came down to this one particular account, and I know that it's a dude behind this account, right, just how it's doing it. So I can decline it on my main page, and they'll just keep it. I declined it about 8 times now. Now, it's one or two people that's doing this with this damn page, I know. But I asked my people, and he was like, that's not me. You know, my kids, that's not me. So I figure, okay, it's the other one. And the other one I absolutely don't want no dealings with whatsoever. So it's kind of like, okay, but when I thought it was my people's, I messaged him, and I was like, dude, all you got to do is say, hey. Because we haven't been talking in like 2 weeks. So I go, all you got to do is say, hey. And he was like, you know, no, queen, what's up? You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I don't hate you. And he was like, I didn't think you hate me. I just thought that you didn't want to talk to me. And I'm like, yeah, but why you playing on the fake page? You know, and I sent him all the screenshots, and he's like, on my kids, that's not me. So I was like, okay, well, he said on his kids, and I know how he loves his kids, so that definitely ain't him. So I was like, okay, I went and blocked the account. But that started the conversation, and that's how we started talking. You know what I'm saying? Because I actually thought that that was my people. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, it's like when you find yourself into it or in tune with somebody, you don't really care about anything else. I mean, nobody else, honestly. No baby daddies, no none of that. You just, you know, just respect me, I'm going to respect you, let's keep it moving. And you know, tensions go arising on every other situation. But, you know, when it came down to bills was always on time. You know what I'm saying? He was always in the house every fucking night. You know what I'm saying? It's not that type of, you know, nigga all out in the street all types of night and da-da. It's one of those different types of just he wants so much of my attention and focus, and I'm so focused on what I'm doing, and it becomes the argument. But I guess sex can resolve all of that. So it's like, do you stick around and make it work and balance yourself, but you know that there's going to be some arguments, you know there's going to be some toxicity, or do you just say, fuck the sex? Now, y'all two men talking, I'm not finna be around this motherfucker playing goddamn Russian roulette trying to figure out where to find another good dick from. It's just not going to happen. So, for me, it's like, okay, when you find one good, you know, you kind of hold on to it. Y'all got things that y'all can put in and pull out and take with you. You know, my thing stretches. So it's a little different, you know.
If y'all keep having the same problems, right, you gotta ask yourself a question. Are you capable of actually giving him what he needs and what he wants? You see what I'm saying? Because if it gets to the point where you know you can't give
me what I need.
It goes both ways because you're saying that he's mad with you. He's mad with you because you're not giving him the attention that he wants. You see what I'm saying? So if you get to the point where you know, without a shadow of a doubt, like, look, nigga, what you want, I'm not able to give you, and then let this shit go.
Well, no, this is the way I feel about it. Because you want a touchy-feely type broad, somebody all up under you, and, you know, I'm an Aquarius. I'm that's just not who I am. But it's some things that I want out of him that he can't give me. So I'm like, okay, let's just compromise and grow. You know, eventually I get to be where you need to be, and you'll get to be where I need you to be. It ain't no dire need. Who the fuck finna throw a fit by the goddamn touching? In kindergarten, they told you to keep your hands to yourself. Stop touching shit.
I don't know what kindergarten you went to.
I'm just saying, calm down. Now, it's not like do it, but when he in the house, he just want me under him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like, nigga, calm down. Go sit down somewhere.
You got goals. You see what I'm saying? You got shit to do.
Yeah, I got shit that I'm actually doing right now. And then I'm resting and, you know, all of these things. Like, you know, I let him touch me when it's time to get it. But he touched me whenever he wanted to touch me. It's just I'm not going to be jumping in the bed just sitting right up under nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just laying up under you all in your under your armpits and shit. You know, You know, the sex kept me there because we had great chemistry. And it wasn't like it was. Here's the thing, too. It wasn't good at first. You know what I'm saying? It was decent. It was decent at first. But our bond and our chemistry and us learning each other, it became good.
It became great. Depending on the personality of the individual, right? If I tell you I need something, right? And I have to keep saying it over and over and over again, right? That's gonna breed animosity. You see what I'm saying?
But I need some other shit, too, that he can't give. So, I mean,
I say call it a wash. But we're not talking about what you mean.
We're just talking about a wash.
You know what I'm saying? We're just talking about what you said brings about the conflict when you come in the house. You see what I'm saying? So if you're not willing, if you're not able to actually get that nigga what he needs, but then you're talking about, well, this nigga ain't giving me what the fuck I need, how about we compromise on this shit? When you get in a situation where you're not getting what you want, and you start to get pissed off, then you got to actually start to think about, well, how is this nigga feeling, too? Because
but I'm not getting pissed off.
Well, then that means your level of, how can I put this?
Whatever space you're in, I ain't getting pissed off.
The way he's looking at it, you see what I'm saying, as far as the shit he needs, is more important to him.
Right.
Like, what you need don't really hold the same weight to the affection he needs from you. You see what I'm saying? So if this motherfucker really needs that shit, but you're not really perceiving him because you really don't know to make a love language at that particular point in time about what he needs from you, You looking at it, you might laugh like, oh, that ain't shit. But to him, it could be on some big shit. It could be on some big mad shit. You like, man, why this nigga mad? Like, nigga, because you waited 35 fucking minutes to touch me. You see what I'm saying? And really, shit, like, you've been in the house all fucking day, but now you want to touch me at 11, 12 o'clock at night, bitch? Like, you know I got to go to work for 12
o'clock
anymore?
Yeah,
because
I want some.
Right, but what about some other 5 fucking hours? You feel what I'm saying? That's 5 hours. That nigga been counting. That nigga been counting them 5 hours.
No,
like
it
this.
Ain't that. It's not that. It's not that harsh. It's really not. That's why I'm saying, like, I'm not that bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not that bad. It's not. It's never.
Yeah,
it's never even an hour that go by. I'm just not going to sit up under him. You know what I'm saying? The whole time out. But it's not. I'm not that bad. But that was hypothetically, and I was just throwing something out there. But that was
nigga,
one of the things.
I'm just saying, yeah, you are. Yes, you are.
Huh?
Yeah, you are. Nigga, you are that bad. Because you
I'm
have
not...
goals. Nah, stop. Don't lie to me, nigga. Because you have goals. And that's one thing I know about it. When a motherfucker has goals and shit, that other shit, man, fuck that. I got to get this shit done. But when you're doing shit, you never realize how fast the time go by. You know what I'm talking about? So, like, you thinking it's just an hour. Next, you know, you looking outside, it's dark as a motherfucker. Like, man, what the fuck? So, yeah, you are that bad.
Listen, you know how I know I ain't that bad? Because ain't no way that I'm going to sit next to him for 2 hours and not be in his pants. Like, I'm not that bad.
All right.
My hand would be in his pants or something. We sitting next to each other for an extended time. Like, you know. And then you go from having sex with somebody every single fucking day for 3 months. You know, 2.5 months. Every day you having sex with somebody. You know what I'm saying? Damn, every day. And then you just stop having sex with them. That shit does make you reevaluate. Like, damn, do I really want to not have...
Shit, yeah, I'm fucked up between the miles. You good? In my house? Shit. You gonna sleep on this floor and I'm about to call this other hoop.
No, that motherfucker said, you get mad, I'm not going to sleep on the couch. You mad, you go sleep on the couch.
Mm-hmm. I told her this shit.
That's some shit I would say. That's some shit I would say.
Get you on the floor. Fuck my couch.
Oh, he a total asshole. Like, he's like the sweetest gentleman slash asshole in the world. Like, nigga, I'm going to sleep on the couch because I'm mad. No, but you pissed me off, so you go sleep on the couch. Like, listen, I ain't going nowhere but right here. You know, I don't know where you going, but, you know, I'm going to be right here, so you can figure that out. It is a king-size bed. There's plenty of room for you to lay down and not touch me. I put the pillow in between us, and he get in his mold. He'll take the pillow and throw it across the room, like, you know, figure it out. So...
Nah, shit, I'm good. I need the bitch in the pussy. Ain't no sleep. I need the bitch in the pussy.
He run hard like I do, so he don't wake me up like that. I wake him up like that.
Okay.
He don't do nothing
to
come on with it.
I'm just saying, I need the bitch in the pussy. Like, nigga, if we laying in the bed cuddling, the dick in the pussy.
That's simple.
Yeah, I need that.
Yeah, wow. Well, that's what's up, man.
Yeah, that's some amazing things. But I get both of y'all's standpoint, you know, on it, and I guess, but, you know, good sex will definitely keep you around somebody that's not if you don't like a person, then the sex ain't going to be good. So it got to be something.
Huh?
Yeah.
If I don't like you, like, just say we was dating and we go, okay, just say we was dating and we was going through something or whatever, and then, you know, shit ran its course. If I don't like you, then your sex not going to be good to me. I'm not even going to want it.
Yeah, because women can be emotionally attached in our way. You know what I'm saying? So I can see that. You know what
right.
You got to have something to like about it. Even if that person pissed you off, you still there's something about them that you like. You know what I'm saying? Even if they make you mad and push your buttons, it's still something that you like about him that's going to, like, turn you on. You know what I'm saying? But you saying once you just
exactly.
Totally
like, that's why he got to be. eye candy to me. Like when I look at him and I see that damn big beard and them pretty ass white teeth and that chocolate skin.
And then, like I said, it could be.
I'd be madder than a motherfucker, and I'd be like, "Ooh, I just hope he just pushed me down and take it." But I don't say it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So that's some little games the females play. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what that called, people?
He like, damn, I wish he'd just take it, man.
Yeah, talking nasty, thinking they just mad at you and they want you to bend that shit over and bang that back out. But yeah, man. So that's what's up. Yo, Black, you've been on fire, man. Keep it coming with these topics, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep it coming. So once again, this is Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz, and this was Will Good Sex Keep You in a Relationship? So I think we all had, you know, sophisticated point of views on this subject. So with that being said, Black, because I know you said you got some stuff you want to bring to the table in the gossip section or whatever. So without further ado, you know, let's get into the world-famous chop-up. So for the people out there listening, you know what I'm saying, like this is the favorite part of the show for me. It's a part where I get a chance to just talk my shit, just, you know, just different topics that I thought was interesting, you know, throughout the week. And then I love it when Black bring some shit, you know what I'm saying? Because it was a slow week for me. I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't really got too many topics to get into. So I just want to kind of like I said in the first block, like just be the co-star to whatever Black's got to say. So Black, you know, what you was tripping on this past week?
Okay. It has been so much going on. Like, OMG. So, again, you know, we send our prayers and our condolences to DMX, our prayers to DMX, hoping that he pulls through in, you know, what he is going through. He is in critical condition. He collapsed having a heart attack in his home. And, you know, people have, you know, all types of speculations, but, you know, we don't know. You know what I'm saying? What happened? We hope that he pulls through. So he did an interview, and he was talking about him being introduced to crack cocaine at the age of 14 by somebody that he looked up to, somebody that he loved, and, you know, they was hitting licks and so on and so forth, and the guy put the crack in the blunt and then came back and told him to smoke it. And people have different addictive personalities, and some people, it's a lot of people that have kicked the crack cocaine habit. But if you, DMX is somebody that is, you know, an addict, and no matter what he's tried, he cannot kick the habit. And he's fought this habit for so long, but that was a turning point in his life. He's great. He's a lyricist. He's a musical genius. He's loved by so many. It's just something that he can't shake. And, you know, be mindful of who you trust. You know, it's somebody that he loved that was actually a snake. And all of the things that he went through in life, he go on to talk about those that in his music. Like, that's why he's so deep. Like, you know, trust the person to be who they are, you know. If a person is a snake, you know, just trust that they're going to snake you. You know, if a person is, you know, whatever way a person is, just trust that they're going to do what you know that they are, instead of hoping that a person be some type of way. And I learned that lesson today myself. You know, no matter what you do or no matter how much you try to assist somebody in helping them to be a better them, they are going to be who they are. They're going to bite you. They're going to snake you if they're a snake. And there's no way around it. So shout out to him. He's definitely been, you know, on the up and up, and we just hope you pull through. So Uzi, Lil Uzi Vert, and that's the little short guy that be wearing the purses and the colored hair, and he used to be so awkward and weird and, you know, wear bracelets and stuff like that.
He still be wearing purses. He don't be wearing a purse no more.
Yeah, he do. He not as bad as he used to be. But he is dating JT from the City Girls. And everybody was so shocked dating JT from the City Girls. But they are more public than ever with their relationship now.
It's just so crazy
to me, because she came out as a City Girl. And he's so weird. Like,
no, but which one is JT?
The one who went to jail,
JT,
right?
Is the one who went to jail, the dark-skinned one.
Oh, okay.
And the other
Carisha,
one is
she with her baby daddy.
Young Miami, oh, that's her name, right?
Yeah, Young Miami,
Miami
she with her baby daddy. She got her a rich producer, and, you know, he around here trying to fight the whole world about her. And, you know, JT, she's with Uzi, and whew, whatever. So it's just amazing to me how they are so they so open with what they got going on, okay? So that's just so, so weird to me. Now, DJ Quick, you know, my old
What's up with DJ Quick?
DJ Quick did the absolute worst April Fool prank. There he is.
West
he posted, I'm on my way to the hospital. Someone just shot in my car 7 to 10 times on the freeway. I got hit twice. Pray for me. And then he waited, and like an hour later, and said, oh, yeah, April Fool. And so everybody was like, with this day and age, you know, why would you even?
Yeah, I kind of like, damn, dude.
I mean,
why would you even play like that?
Well, he in his 50s, so you already know if his old ass is getting shot at, he shouldn't have been in the game anyway. So you should have known it was April Fool. You know what I'm saying? There's an age range to the fuckery. You know?
Shout out to Bobby Shmurda. I don't know if we gave him a shout out, but he is home. And I'm waiting on some good music from him, man. I mean, he's a G.
Man.
He held it down. He took more time for his squad to get out early. Like,
that.
Huh?
I don't know, man. He might be a one hit. I respect how, you know, he shut down, did his time and all that shit, then snitched. But I don't know, man. I think he might be a one hit wonder. I'm gonna see. But you know,
okay.
You think he's gonna be a one hit wonder?
I don't know. That's just my indication. I don't know, for some reason. You know, I'm a music guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm always rocking with you. Telling you what's popping.
Okay.
You know, what's good. What I'm into.
Well,
I'm
gonna rock with whatever he got, whether it's a hit or not, because he's a real one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if
no,
people can
fact.
Listen to mumble rap and dudes that's wearing purses and heels and painting their fingernails, and I could stay down with somebody that can't
no,
really rap
for
real.
Like
they,
that, like,
no, no, I ain't going.
Go
no, honestly, I would have thought at least 3 or 4 songs would have been out by now. You know
right?
what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
he,
exactly.
Like, he's been out for about a month. You know what I'm saying? Normally when people
this
get out,
time when you hot.
Their music come out as soon as they get out.
Yeah, you got to do that Tupac.
So,
All Eyes on Me. Boom. So
I mean,
hot.
Like, motherfuckers don't waste no time when they get out. You know what I'm
saying? Hot. People want to see what they got to say.
So,
I don't know. They showing him mad love, and he doing so much. So I don't know. We're gonna see.
That's only gonna last for so long, but you know. But dang.
So Young Jeezy and Jenna Mae got married.
Oh yeah, shout out to that, man. They make a cool couple, man. I think that chick settled Jeezy down, man. A little Asian chick, right?
Yeah, little Asian chick.
Yeah. You know, I'm
they
black
got
him
mad. Everybody
like fried rice. You know what
I'm saying? They got married in Atlanta at a small wedding, and they used the funds that was given to them on their wedding registry to donate to help fight against Asian crime. So that was pretty cool for them to do that. Now, Kevin Durant and Michael,
Rappaport?
What's his white self, want to be black?
Rappaport.
Yeah,
Rappaport.
They got into it, and Michael exposed
Kevin
Durant.
I'm the outside looking in, and you know I'm a big Brooklyn Nets fan, so yeah, put me on. I really want to hear what's going on.
So Kevin Durant went off on Michael, and Michael leaked it, okay? Kevin Durant apologized, but Kevin Durant was also fined $50,000 for using offensive and derogatory language on social media.
Oh, did they say what he actually said?
I don't have it. I don't have them. I seen it, but I didn't even read it. I just was like.
Okay.
So now Michael's like, oh, I'm sorry that, you know, this happened and da da da. You know, Michael.
He want to keep his black card, so he don't want to, like, you know.
Listen, but
you know
he's white. So what else do? What are you gonna say? I don't care how black he want to be, how down he want to be. This is not
he's
his
like,
first
oh,
time
shit,
that he's done something extremely white. So again, when you looking at who he is, he's just trying to get a black card. I don't rock with him because you're still gonna be who you are, and it shows. Period. This is the second time doing something like this that was undermining.
He turned into,
so,
he turned
I mean,
into,
even where
you ever seen Higher Learning? That was like his one claim to fame, his one good movie, Higher Learning. You ever seen that? Anyway, he turned into Remy from
Oh,
Higher
oh,
Learning.
You talking about old boy. Oh, you talking about old boy with the shaved head.
Yeah, from Higher Learning.
Now, man, look. Oh, you talking about the Italian dude.
He's Jewish, but yeah.
Boy, yeah. Jewish? Man, I met that motherfucker. Man, he cool.
You got a big mouth though. Sometimes mouth.
But look at it like this. I mean, honestly, I don't know what went down between those two. But don't Kevin Durant wear dresses?
Do he wear dresses?
What?
I don't know about that.
No.
Somebody
no.
wear dresses? Huh? Wasn't that dude wearing dresses or playing with trainers or some shit?
Dennis Rodman, man. That was back in the
no, not Dennis Rodman. I'm talking about Kevin Durant.
No, man.
Yeah, that dude was playing with the
rumors. You know, we want to be a credible show here, man. We ain't trying to start.
Nah, fuck all that. Critical my ass. I don't respect nobody that kiss a man in a dress. Fuck him.
I wouldn't get into that, but anyway.
Shout out to Isaiah Thomas. He signed a 10-day contract with New Orleans, New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So... They did. The Pelicans traded J.J. Redick, and he has
you.
A 10-day
okay,
contract. So if
report?
He gets to play,
okay. All right, Black,
if he gets
I
to play,
sports report.
He get to prove, you know, his point. You know, prove if
he ain't been the same
know,
since Boston, man. A little too short, but you know, he had one good season with Boston. And after that, it's been a wrap. But you know, hopefully, he can you know maybe find a second win to his career, you know what I'm saying? But it's only one through Isaiah Thomas, too. Let's just get that serious, man. Detroit Pistons, bad boys.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure. Old ass got a contract? Did I say something? Hey, that's why I got fucked. Like, man, 10 days. This nigga
was probably
confused
like crazy. So it was this dude, you know, whose parents named him after the great Isaiah Thomas.
Oh,
Detroit, you know, bad boy Pistons, Isaiah Thomas. He's like,
oh,
all right,
my bad,
Isaiah
I'm sorry.
Thomas, you know, he's a little short dude, man. But he had one good season, you know, it's been a minute ago, a few years back. But Kyrie was unfortunately
right,
his demise. You know, Kyrie.
Continue,
you know,
Black.
Yeah, Kyrie spent a year or two in Boston before he came to Brooklyn. And, you know, they got rid of Isaiah Thomas to get Kyrie Irving, but. You know, that didn't last, and, you know, Kyrie Irving was Brooklyn. But anyway, go ahead, Bob. What else you got?
Okay. Let me see. I think it was one more that I did want to cover. And talk about, because a lot of this stuff, Snoop Dogg will be the mega mentor on NBC's hit show The Voice. Uncle Snoop has been making major moves, man.
Man Snoop,
please
man.
Follow him. He's been doing some big shit, man.
Yeah, now Snoop.
Yeah, that's
legendary, that. Man. Iconic.
That's that
Martha
Stewart
right there.
Snoop has
been getting it popping. Yeah,
that's
man.
That
Snoop has not been playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I love it.
Oh, so he's gonna be on The Voice. Yeah, I can see that.
Right.
I
and
can.
I think that was
I don't watch
all that I had.
Show,
I tried to... Try to do
yeah,
my
you
best.
Yeah, you went down. You went down some topics. All right, cool. So I'll take you here for the last, like, 20 minutes of the show. All right, so shout out to you, Black, you know what I'm saying? Came with the gossip news and, you know, put us on to some stuff. So let me see here. It's a couple things I'm going to get into. All right, so first and foremost, shout out, you know what I'm saying? Because I fucks with our show, of course, you know what I'm saying? But I'm still a fan, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as podcast, but it's only a few, you know what I'm saying, that I rock with. It's only like maybe one or two. And the only other podcast that I usually listen to, especially with somebody on there that I rock with, is Drink Champs. So shout out to, you know, Nori, you know, from Capone Noriega back in the day. But anyway, you know, he's got a great podcast called Drink Champs. And, you know, lately he hadn't been on, you know, I haven't been a fighting for, because, you know, nobody really just been really pushing the culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's had all the greats on the show, but it's still a few people that he's been missing. So finally, I guess he kind of came back with a season premiere for, like, April, and finally got my guy Cam on there, man. So shout out to Cam Ron, you know what I'm saying, representing Dipset. It was a great interview, you know what I'm saying? Like, Cam, you know, one thing I like about Cam, he's probably, like, one of my Face and Nas. Those are, like, my three New York dudes that I just really rock with, man. To me, they really push the culture, in my opinion. Especially Cam, you know what I'm saying? Because Cam is a guy that just, you know, he keeps it a buck, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just runs it down. So anyway, long story short, you know, if you didn't get a chance to listen to the interview, it was a great interview, you know what I'm saying? Cam just, you know, spanned his career. He talked about, you know, when he first came into the game, you know, he was with Entertainment, you know, and I'm not a big fan of Un at all. I'm not a fan of Un at all, you know what I'm saying? But he was the guy that was supposed to, him and Biggie were supposed to have a label, you know what I'm saying? Then Biggie, you know, died, and then, you know, Un started Entertainment, and, you know, he was looking for an artist, and Cam was, like, one of his artists. Was one of the, I guess, last people, you know, before Big died, was like, yo, you know, need to sign him. So anyway, he talked about that, and then, you know, and Cam was kind of finding his way, you know, so he came out in that 98 kind of era where you had, you know, Nori, he had his solo album, you know, the Super Thug took off with Pharrell, you know what I'm saying, after he had the Capone and Noriega album, and then, you know, Capone went to jail, and, you know, Noriega held him down until he got out, which was dope. And he had DMX, you know what I'm saying, DMX had, you know, the two albums he had that was when DMX was really popping when he first came into the game, you know, right before he did Belly. And then you had, you know, Cam, you know what I'm saying? But then, you know, kind of like he was going through label drama. And then, of course, we know Jay-Z and Dame Dash and Rockefeller, they was on top of the world at that time, you know what I'm saying? That from shit, you know what I'm saying? That late 90s, early 2000s, that was just young Jay-Z in his prime, you know what I'm saying? So which was what was ill was when Cam came over to Rockefeller. That was like a big deal, you know what I'm saying? And then Cam just took over, you know what I'm saying? Because he didn't have a Dipset prior to that, you know what I'm saying? So then, you know, he got the deal with Rockefeller, him and Dame Dash, you know, that's the Harlem connection. And then, you know, Dipset, he brought Jim Jones into the game, Jewel Santana, and, you know, the rest is history, you know, they rock stars on some rap shit. So, you know, just talk about that. You know what I'm saying? And, it was just a dope interview, man. I'm a big fan of Cam. I like what he represents. You know, I like how he keeps it a buck. You know what I'm saying? And it was cool about it, too. If you ever listen to Drink Champs, you know, the cool part about Drink Champs, what I like about it is he'll get all these different legendary artists to come on the show. And it's like Nori, he's just cool with everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's not just all New York. He, you know, goes south. You know what I'm saying? He's like the, I don't know, man. He's just cool with everybody, man. He's got good relations. And, you know, they come on the show, and the thing is, you know, they have some shots, and then, you know, it's like the drunker they get, you know what I'm saying? You know, everybody, you know, start just keeping it, you know, once you get that that drinking, you just letting it loose, you know what I'm saying? You're not holding nothing back. So you see that, you know, that's what I kind of like about the show, too, because the conversations get crazy, you know what I'm saying? People really just get in depth on all the behind-the-scenes type shit that went on, you know, when it was making the music and stuff like that. What was interesting about Cam was like, nah, you know what I'm saying? It was him and then, you know, his homeboy, Freaky Zeke. They was on there, and Nori was like, yo, all right, let's do a shot. Let's, you know what I'm saying? Let's get into it. And Cam just stayed, he didn't drink nothing. Him or, you know, his homeboy didn't drink nothing. So yeah, I guess Cam came on there with a focus, and then Nori asked him, like, dude, you know, y'all like the only persons that came on the show that's like been completely sober. And Cam was like, nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know how cats get, you know, cats be looking crazy. They start talking crazy. I didn't want to come here and, you know, speak my story or whatever. So it was just dope, you know what I'm saying? If you get a chance, you know, I definitely give it the rap radio seal of approval, man. The Cam joint on Drink Champs was dope, especially if you just want to know about that era, what went on with the whole Rockefeller Dipset. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to that. That's dope. And like I said, man, New York's been on a great run, man. Like, I'm really feeling this, man. It's been a minute. You know, the South been doing this thing. Shout out to Atlanta. You know, L.A. is always dope. You know what I'm saying? Miami. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, New York's got that that history. You know what I'm saying? But lately, you know, it's just, you know, other cities has been getting more shine.
And it's just cool that it's kind of coming back to New York. You know what I'm saying? Like, just a lot of good things it seems to be happening, man. And I'm kind of like, you know, feeling the city right now. So shout out to that. And then, you know, as I transition, speaking of New York, Black, you talked about this, you know, Brooklyn Nets a little bit. We talked about, I forgot what you said about the Brooklyn Nets. You said something about the Brooklyn Nets. But talked about this story because it broke, like, last week. Me and Smooth talked about it a little bit, you know. You were saying you saw something on, like, YouTube or something. Shout out to the Brooklyn Nets, man. Right now, they are my favorites to win the championship. You know what I'm saying? I hope they could do it, man. Because they got a squad now, you know what I'm saying? So it started out with Kyrie and then Kevin Durant, you know what I'm saying? They joined on board, you know what I'm saying? But they was both hurt last year. And then, you know, the beginning of the season, you know, James Harden wasn't feeling Houston. He was still under contract. People don't like how he left Houston because he kind of, like, dragged it a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Was just not, you know, kind of showing up out of shape and not caring and, you know, his press conferences talking down on the team. So they was just like, you know, we got to get this dude out of here, man. So they traded him. Shit worked. You know, people don't like the way he got out of there because he was in contract. So it's only if you're in contract with somebody, you got to do some shit to really go left for them to, you know, be like, all right, this dude is just more trouble than he's worth. So, you know, he got traded to Brooklyn. And ever since then, man, he's been on point, even though he's been a little hurt lately. But he's been a one guy because, you know, Kyrie's injury prone. You know, he's great, but he's injury prone. And then Kevin Durant, you know what I'm saying? They got him on ice because, you know, he got hurt in that finals game. Yeah, but you know, he's good. They just got him on ice because they just want to they feel they got a good thing going. They just want to make sure he's good for the playoffs. So long story short, you know, then the trade deadline was coming up, and, you know, you got all these, like, buyouts. Like, a lot of these stars where they had big contracts, and, you know, the team is like, you know, we ain't going nowhere with you. You ain't part of our future. We ain't trying to pay you this money. Let's just do a buyout. You know what I'm saying? They come to an agreement. Like, I give you part of your contract, and I buy you out. Just, if somebody pick you up, they pick you up. So two buyouts that they got. And now, like I said, I always compare this Brooklyn Nets team because, you know, they had the big three now. You know what I'm saying? They, like I said, Kyrie, Kevin Durant, and then James Harden. That's a big three. And I always compare it to Miami's big three when they had LeBron, D-Wade, and Bosh. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you know anything about that big three, you know, all the money's going to those three marquee players. But then because this is a ride, you know what I'm saying? You know you're about to be in the playoffs. You know you could make it to the finals. You know you might win the championship. And if you're a role player, you're gonna get some endorsements. You know, you're going to get some shine. So even if you're taking a pay cut of what you think you're worth just by rolling with them, you know, your star is going to be brighter. So, you know, you'll get them endorsements from – you'll make that money up elsewhere, so to speak. So long story short, here comes Blake Griffin. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Blake Griffin was a big star at Clippers. Then they shipped him up to Detroit, and people just forgot about him. You know what I'm saying? I know I forgot about him. So, you know, they got Blake Griffin in the block buyout. So then last week, you know, LaMarcus Aldridge, you know, I always say this – you know, shout out to 48 Laws of Power. You know, Robert Greene is one of my favorite kind of authors or whatever, 48 Laws of Power. If you never read that book, it's a great book. But anyway, one of the chapters in 48 Laws of Power talks about never follow in a great man's shoes. You know what I'm saying? And that's where LaMarcus Aldridge fucked up. LaMarcus Aldridge, you know what I'm saying, great situation with Portland. You know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to the Portland Trailblazers, Dame Lillard doing his thing. You know, they had a young squad, Dame Lillard and LaMarcus Aldridge. You know what I'm saying? They had a nice thing going in Portland. You know what I'm saying? Nice point guard, nice power forward combination, kind of like a John Stockton, Karl Malone situation. But Aldridge was like, nah, I don't know if I'm feeling this. You know what I'm saying? I want to kind of get out here, get some more money, and do something else. So long story short, he leaves Dame Lillard, goes to San Antonio, which I wasn't feeling that move because, you know, Tim Duncan was on his way out, just about to retire. And, dude, Tim Duncan is a GOAT in his own right. People talk about LeBron and Jordan and Kobe and all this shit, but Tim Duncan got something to say, you know what I'm saying, in that GOAT conversation. Like, Tim Duncan was a problem for a long time. San Antonio Spurs, we all know if you watch basketball. So, anyway, long story short, he didn't do shit in San Antonio, was just there, kind of like Blake Griffin in Detroit, but just fell off the map. So now, bring it back to Thursday, right? And I've been sleeping on basketball because I haven't really
And I was all in my football mode and, you know, this whole COVID situation and shit like that. And, when football season's on, I'm not really in basketball mode. Football season completely over. And then, you know, all-star break, and then the trade deadline. Then that's when I really get into basketball. So long story short, Thursday night was the first time I really was like, all right, I'm going to watch some basketball tonight. And, man, I was up for a treat, right? Check this out. So the Nets, like I said, the way they playing it, they're not trying to get none of their players, star players hurt. You know what I'm saying? So every time the Nets is playing, you're not getting everybody. You're not getting all the stars. Somebody's going to be out. So this last game they played, I forgot who the fuck they even played. If it comes to me, I'll say it. But anyway, in the game, they didn't have Kyrie. He was out. Kevin Durant was out. Blake Griffin was out. Not Kyrie. James Harden was out. Kevin Durant was out. And so Kyrie was playing. And then they had LaMarcus Aldridge, but Blake Griffin was out. So basically the only two stars is playing. You know, you got your role players, of course, but you had Kyrie Irving and LaMarcus Aldridge, right? So the ill part about it is, because I slept on LaMarcus Aldridge. I thought he was washed. I was like, all right, Blake might bring something to the table. I'm like, yo, LaMarcus. I said this last week. I'm like, LaMarcus Aldridge, I wasn't feeling how he left Portland. I was pleasantly surprised. Talk about what I said before, what I say. Under-promise and over-deliver. That's what I use in my whole real estate sales game. Anyway, that's what LaMarcus Aldridge did. That's what Kyrie and LaMarcus Aldridge did. It was great to see, man. LaMarcus Aldridge took it back, man. He was like Portland LaMarcus Aldridge, man. Had all his old-school moves when he was with Dame Lillard, like when he was like, okay, they could be a little problem in the West. Kyrie was just like, you know, on his Dame Lillard, man, and LaMarcus Aldridge was a problem, man. They just blew out whoever, I don't even remember who they played, blew them out. And it was like a whole other team. So that's what was ill about Brooklyn. They had a whole other team that they threw out there. Like I told you, they didn't have Durant. They didn't have freaking Blake. They didn't have James Harden. And they just blew this team out with a whole other score. With just, you know, LaMarcus Aldridge and Kyrie being the star. So I say that to say this. They're going to be a problem. But the only team that I see in the East that might get them some problems is Philly. So shout out, you know, don't sleep on Philly. Doc Rivers, he got fired from, you know, the Clippers. I'm going to talk about the Clippers in a quick moment. Doc Rivers got fired. Now he's a coach of the Philly, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, Philly's got Joel Embiid. He's been hurt. You know, he was like playing MVP status and then he got hurt. Joel Embiid is like the closest thing to like Pat Ewing that I see. You know what I'm saying? If you remember Patrick Ewing back in the day with the New York Knicks, that's what Joel Embiid is for Philly. You know what I'm saying? Everything kind of revolves around him. And then you got this kid named Ben Simmons, who's nice too. You know, they got Steph Curry's brother, what's his name? Seth Curry, you know what I'm saying? So he's a sharpshooter just like his brother, but he's not good, obviously. And they took a piece from L.A. They got Dwight Howard, and that was a great big time move for them to pick up Dwight Howard. Perfect move. Dwight Howard won a championship with you know, Anthony Davis and LeBron last year at LA. Rondo was there too. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I guess they had a little, you know, the roles was whatever. Dwight Howard had a good year. And, you know, when you have a good year, like even if you're a role player, like I was saying before at the beginning of this conversation, you're gonna get some shine. You know, even if he wasn't the star, he wasn't LeBron, he wasn't Anthony Davis, he was on the championship team. And now, all right, Philly's like, we want to fuck with you. So anyway, long story short, he signs with Philly, which is perfect because Joel Embiid, you know, he's great, he's good, but he gets hurt a lot. So now Dwight Howard's gonna get some shine. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, Dwight Howard is a key piece, man, because that dude is in immaculate shape right now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Philly's going to have something to say, but I still, you know, will pick Brooklyn. Now, switching over to the West, we're going to see what the Lakers are going to do. You know what I'm saying? The Lakers, they trying to get they thing together. LeBron is hurt right now. He'll be back for the playoffs. Anthony Davis is hurt. He'll be back for the playoffs. They signed this kid, Andre Drummond, who was in Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? We'll see what he does. I don't really have faith in L.A. I really don't think they're going to – I don't even think they're gonna make the finals. You know, it'd be a shocker to me if they make the finals. I think there's some other teams like I like what Utah's doing. I like what Denver's doing. You know what I'm saying? Denver upset the Clippers and got Doc Rivers fired last year. You know what I'm saying?
And Denver's got, you know, they got this kid named Jamal Murray. They got this Euro center dude who's really good named Jokic. You know what I'm saying? He's doing this thing. He might win the MVP this year. And then they signed this other kid, Aaron Gordon from Orlando, who's a nice power forward, nice finisher at the rim. They signed JaVale McGee, who was like the dude with Dwight Howard that was in L.A. So they got a squad. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, look out for Denver. So it's going to be interesting to see. And then, you know, Phoenix has been making some noise. You got Chris Paul went to Phoenix, and, you know, they kind of, you know, doing their thing a little bit, but they don't have the experience. But now the Clippers, just because I'm not feeling the Clippers right now, especially
30
you know,
seconds
last year. 30 seconds. All right, I'm going off on a tangent. But anyway, the Clippers, they did sign Rondo. That's a big-time thing. So now it's like, can Rondo save the Clippers? Because, you know, Kawhi, you know, he won a championship with Toronto a couple years back. You know, got upset by Denver. They got Paul George. Let's see what they're going to do. So anyway.
5 seconds.
Long story short, NBA is heating up. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep you posted, you know, with the world-famous Shop Up Sports Report. So, you know, let me wrap this up. Black, it's been another awesome topic. Smooth on the check-in. You know what I'm saying? You know what we do every Sunday night. You know what I'm saying? Put a face with the voice. Follow me on IG, Mo Benz. And then follow the Twitter page, Real Adult Talk, TAWK. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tweet out the show. Black already been tweeted it out to me, so I'm going to put it out there for the people who didn't listen. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Mo wouldn't listen. This is how we do. Go ahead, Black. That's it.
Peace. Same time next week. Happy four-year anniversary, homie. We out.
Everybody be safe. Peace, peace, peace. Happy equinox.